بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه تلق أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very short lifespan in this worldly life. And in the short time, we want maximum benefit and reward from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The age of this ummah is very short compared to the age of the past nations of before. The nation of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, a baby still suckling, drinking milk at the age of 200 years old. But they had plenty, long lives to do good a'mal. This ummah Allah ta'ala has given us a very short life, but power-packed a'mal. Short a'mal, lot of benefit, lot of reward. Together with that, we have a Rabb that is Shakur. We have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is Ash-Shakur, an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِي يُعْتِي الْأَجْرَ الْجَزِيلَ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ الْقَلِيلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ash-Shakur, the one that appreciates. Allah appreciates. Little we will do, the tafsir, interpretation of this attribute of Allah, the one that gives great amount of reward upon little action. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This world we are living right now, we know the animals live in jungles. And their diet also is very big. When it comes to insan, we're supposed to be living in homes and in cultured, civilized environments. But today we find, because we don't know the value of a'mal, the value of little things. And therefore we don't even know that we're living in jungles. Our homes also, many years ago, our honorable marhum Yunus Patel Sahib Rahimullah would say, every home right now there's an explosion taking place. In the workplace, the explosion is taking place. We don't know what's going to happen next. I live in a masjid, possibly somebody's shoes fell from, I took out my shoe, his shoe fell also. What will be his reaction? Possibly I blocked somebody, I didn't realize it also. What will be his reaction? I go home, what will be the reaction of my children sometime? They are fearful of the father. So whether we're living in homes or living in jungles, little things make us insan. Little things make us human beings. And attach a sunnah to that, it'll make us the beloveds of Allah. To become humans, how to behave, little actions can win great rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith that was quoted, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned, لا تحقرن من المعروف. Ma'roof refers to any good action. A good action which we as humans regard to be good, and together with that, even Sharia and Deen Islam sanctions this deed as a good action. Sometimes you might apply our mind only. Good action may be greeting my neighbor's wife. It's not a good action. To make salam with her, to help her with the groceries, to be of assistance to her. It's not a good action. Sharia has a red line. What we regard to be good, our Sharia also says is good. That is good action. What Allah will give on that? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ. Arabic language, this verb is full of emphasis. لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ. Don't ever regard to be little and small. Don't ever regard to be little and small. مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ. Of any good action, don't regard the little action to be insignificant and small. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ. Even though you may meet your brother, بِوَجْهٍ تَلْقٍ. One rewrite, تَلِيقٍ. That you meet your Muslim brother with a smiling face. Nabi of Allah said, don't regard that to being significant. You're getting reward for that. Just to smile only. And then to be here, one size fits all. One size fits all. To smile, is that difficult? Enter the house with a smile, everybody is frowning. At one time, ulama, Hakim Sahib Rahimullah mentioned when he came to the country, and when the bayans were taking place, and the listeners looked so serious, he said, don't you laugh in this country? Don't you have good humorous moments in your home? So serious all the time. Sharia is full of enjoyment. Something which is palatable. Something which you're supposed to enjoy. Said always serious. And subhanallah, even our elders, we heard of one Hazrat Jalal Abadi rahmatullah alayh. When once one of the masturat and females cooked a pot of food for him, and he enjoyed the meal. And behind the parda, behind the veil, husband was sitting there, an alim of deen, and she was there, so he called her to thank her. Great amal of thanking also, to be, today we'll have lunch also to thank the wife. So much of effort, the entire morning came out in the kitchen. One word of shukriya. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. That person who does not thank the people, cannot thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Learn to thank. To say, jazakallah khairan, jazak, not thank you. We have our own Islamic culture. One is to be human, to say thank you. Attach the sunnah, jazakallahu khairan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, whatever good that person has done to you, just by saying jazakallahu khairan, we have repaid him fully. Not like in English you say, thanks a million. The million came in khairan already. Jazakallahu khairan. It's already a million, more than a million. You're just transferring rewards into that person's account, into your account also. You're making dua for the person. May Allah Ta'ala reward you plentiness of good. So these little actions. So our deen is palatable, is enjoyable. So when Mullah Musiullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah enjoyed the plate of food, now he's thanking the woman, the wife of the alim that cooked the food behind the veil. And he tells her, Jazakallah khair, really enjoyed it, very appreciated. So in response to it, a young couple just married. So she says to Marana, make dua Allah Ta'ala gives me death upon Iman. Just married recently. Look at the young couples. So much of vigor, so much of energy. What they can't do in life. But more than 80%, maybe 90%, maybe 50% of the energy is going in fighting only. Dispute. Emotional torture, trauma. We need to see psychologists, psychiatrists. So much of problem, only married 6 months. So much of fighting already. So much of energy we have. All of us, you go enjoy yourself. Take the husband, take the wife, which is permissible in Sharia. Like human beings, enjoy yourselves. But as you mentioned now, we know animals live in jungles. Our homes, what has become now with all the fighting, little things we don't know how to do. Even whether permissible, impermissible, that we find the brothers playing some astroturf or some ball, yes, to keep fit, for ibadat, to get ready, to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, permissible sport. But we know even that sport or that play becomes so serious now, that now fuss fights and bashing up one another. The children do that, we can understand, we tell them also, play together to enjoy yourself. Once it becomes serious, now stop the playing. There's no more play now, it's serious. So insan, they even supposed to be enjoying himself, they also become serious. The house is serious. The workplace is serious. Because we've come away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to meet your Muslim brother with a smiling face is sadaqah. Don't regard this to be insignificant. Allah is prepared to give great reward. One sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned, little amal, fattaqu an-nar, walau bishqi tamra. That save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. We know about Jahannam, the intensity, the fire, the blazing fire. What Allah Ta'ala has kept for the sinners and the wrongdoers, those that don't make tawbah. We hear about it, then fear comes within the heart, the reality. Nabi Ali, and we think now, Ya Allah, to save myself from the fire of Jahannam, I have to be a very big buzruk. The hajj with namaz, and I can't do certain things, and I have to do so much tasbihat. Yes, faraiz on his place. Little actions. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, that save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, walau bishqi tamara, even though it be with a piece of date that you give in the path of Allah. Even a piece, not the whole date also. Shiq means one portion of the date. You just but a half, somebody came, brother, he has something to share with me. Even that half the khajur, half the date, Nabi of Allah said that half the date, a small insignificant thing, will save you in the fire of Jahannam. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most beloved. Now, when we hear most beloved, you might think, so big actions, big a'mal. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ The most beloved actions that will make you beloved to Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Myself, you know, that somebody gives us something small, 100 rand, 10 rand, you might say half a jazakallah khairan.
Somebody gives even 10,000 rand, little bit jazakallah khair. Nothing, nothing really big. But here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that is you. Even big things have become small for us also. We don't know how to thank, how to appreciate. And the domestic, give them 150 rand only, you made my day. How they thank us. The guard outside, you made my day. But to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we can't even say one time, jazakallah khair to the person, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some durood sharif. Here Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says the most beloved of actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those actions, adwamuha, which are done continuously. Every day. Not like one day I get josh, get some zeal in me now, so much nafil namaz, so much Quran tilawat, carries on for 1 week and then flat after that. Now the gas is out of the bottle. Now there's no more enjoyment. Little amal, even one page Quran every day. One page Quran every day I read, or half a page also, Quran Sharif. 10 times La ilaha illallah, 10 times Durood Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the person who recite 10 times Durood Sharif, and how short, how easy. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi, 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, for him is Jannat. You get my intercession on the day of Qiyamah. Only 10 times he thought of me. He read Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To do it every day. Do it every day, will become the beloveds of Allah. أحب الأعمال. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the most beloved of actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أدوامها, are those actions that are continuous. وَإِن قَلَّ, even though they may be little and small. Even though little and small, but he's doing it every day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shakur, as we mentioned, Allah appreciates. He's doing it every day. Whether it be a smiling face, give him some sadqah. Sadqah is not only, my dear brothers, giving in the path of Allah cash. Now we're building a masjid just to pass and make one dua also. Ya Allah, make this masjid a success. Let it come up as soon as possible. Fill it almost. This is the dua itself. Dua itself is accepted. Even if I can give 1 rand to the masjid also, 1 rand, ulama say. Subhanallah, Allah is so wahab and so giving in returns. When a person gives just 1 rand, to the cause of deen, for example, we're building a masjid. I might think I'm giving only 1 rand. I won't even buy a brick. But to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it wasn't your 1 rand. The person has 1 million, he gave 100,000 rand. You have 1,000 rand, you gave 1 rand, your reward is equal. The reward is equal, Allah will say the haq. And what reward Allah will give? Not that you got a portion of 1 brick reward. You gave a little amount in the path of Allah. In every brick, Allah will give the reward of 1 rand. In every brick, Allah will distribute it. Because your intention was, Ya Allah, I'm giving this towards the bricks, not to a brick, to the bricks of the masjid. Allah distributes 1 rand in every brick. Little amal we are speaking about, my dear brothers. One small amal, to become a human being, to be generous, to be kind to insan, according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That how he'll win the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To the extent Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned that you are filling your bucket at the well. You are filling your bucket at the well. And your brother comes to fill his bucket. To pour your bucket of water into his bucket, that is sadqah also. That is sadqah also. I'm filling my flask with water, my brother comes. I'm filling water for myself in a cup, somebody comes. Brother, you have it first. Brother, you have it first. Like our ustaz give us an example. When it comes to our wives, middle of the night, you wake up, I'm thirsty. The wife hears you, she runs to the kitchen quickly. She brings a glass of water for you, she fills your flask for you. And she knows whether you want room temperature, whether he wants ice water, whether he wants kettle water. She knows what kind of water. So it just has to say, I'm thirsty. She runs to the kitchen. But the day she says, she's thirsty, what he says, bring for me also. Bring for me also. But he won't go and bring it for her. Little amal, little actions. He did it for the sake of Allah. He filled her flask for the sake of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned sadqah for you. That little amal can take you to Jannat. That loose woman of Bani Israel, prostitute, selling her body at night, after dirtying herself with that action, returning, and she sees the dog panting and thirsty for water. Some raham and mercy comes in her heart. The condition of hers, you won't give her a second look also. How she's selling herself. When she goes into the well, she removes her leather sock and she fills it with water. And she comes out and she gives that animal water to drink, a dog who we regard to be napak, impure. The woman herself also, spiritually she's impure. That dog physically impure. But just one amal, one action of deen, one action which is beloved to Allah, she gives water to a dog to drink, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all her sins and enter into Jannat. Forgive all her evil actions. On the contrary, one woman had a cat, but very miserly, tied up the cat, didn't allow the cat to feed freely. The cat died because of starvation. But this woman, very pious. We regard piety, now this is my dear brothers, to be a'mal. Taqwa, piety really, is not to sin and break the command of Allah. That is taqwa, to refrain. Ibadat we do. Person is doing ibadat. But leave the masjid, go outside, harming somebody. Then the ghibat will start. Then he won't even, a youngster won't even put his father's shoes also for his father. That also sadqa. If to full water is sadqa, imagine putting the father's shoes. Somebody elderly comes to hold the person's hand, escort him to the car. The guard outside is looking after my ½ a million rand car. We'll give him something to make him happy. He's looking after the vehicle. Alhamdulillah. Make him happy also. He made you happy. He came back. He greeted you. So just to become a human, little amal will win us the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's why we say now in our homes nobody smiles. Nobody says jazakallah khair. In the business places also, we are always afraid somebody will take advantage of me. How much advantage haven't I taken of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Haven't done much, but I want everything from Allah. But I'm afraid the wife, the children, they take advantage. To be open, free. The akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The little amal, you have to come back to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that woman, that tied up the cat, couldn't feed, it died because of starvation. Allah did not look at her ibadat and her worship. She was evil to one cat only. Allah wrote off all her good amal and entered her into the fire of Jahannam. Just because of one cat. Today, unfortunately, in our homes, there's more time for the pets. There's more spending on the pets than the domestic also. If she has to see the bill that we are spending on just animals, how it will pain their hearts. That is why we have to introspect, Ya Allah, what have we become? Are we real humans? We feel the pain of humans. And more than that, for the ummah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned a small thing also. That a mu'min is part of the entire ummah. If the eye pains, the body pains. If the head pains, the body pains. So somewhere in the ummah, something is paining, I'm paining also. How can that happen? So how, if I become right, my life will come right, I'll become a human, become an ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, bring little actions into my life. As we hear commonly in English, look after the pennies, look after the pounds. The same way they say, look after the sunnats. Then look after the rest of it. Come on to fara'is, then your wajibat will be safe. Do your wajibat, your sunnats will be safe. Now on the day of Jumu'ah, you might think insignificant, it's a great day for us. On little amal, Allah is giving so much. Imagine the day of Jumu'ah is a great day. To come early for salah, to listen to the khutbah attentively, not to take out the cell phone. Now, when the khutbah has been given, great amal. Is the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How to have grandeur, reverence for the command of Allah. And the amal that is taking place in the masjid. Coming to the masjid, a great amal. How to enter with the right foot. How to sit with respect. How to be dressed accordingly. These are all sunnats and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On little amal, Allah wants to give so much. On big amal, after Salatul Jumu'ah, the sunnat also, great amal. Great amal to perform that 4 rakat sunnat, then 2 rakats, then 2 nafil. Great amal, what Allah will give. Just on Suratul Ikhlas, my dear brothers. On Suratul Ikhlas, short surah. And we all love Suratul Ikhlas. We should love Suratul Ikhlas. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. As Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, that once Jibreel alayhi salam descended upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and informed him that, oh Rasulullah, Muawiyah bin Muawiyah lately has passed away. Very pious person, would you like to perform his janazah salah? He wasn't in Madinatul Munawwara. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said, yes, I'd love to perform his janazah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasallam struck his wing on the ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the veils. Every hill, mountain and tree humbled themselves before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam till he could see the body of Muawiyah bin Muawiyah alayhi radiyallahu anhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allahu akbar salatul janaza. Then he realized behind him there were two rows of angels. Every row had 70,000 angels behind Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performing his salatul janaza. After salatul janaza, Nabi of Allah asked Ibril alayhi salatu wasalam, so much of ikram and so much of honor for this person, what's the reason for it? He said, Ya Rasulullah, because of his love for Suratul Ikhlas. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Small surah. What ikram Allah Ta'ala made of him. One commander of the army, Nabi of Allah had appointed to perform the salah for them. Every rakat or every second rakat you will perform, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. When the Jamaat returned of Mujahideen, O Nabi of Allah, the Sahabi, every salah, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. He called him, what's this about? He said, O Nabi of Allah, in Suratul Ikhlas, are the beautiful attributes of Rahman, Rahim, my beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi of Allah told him, because of your love for Suratul Ikhlas, Allah loves you also. One small surah. So much of benefit. Nabi of Allah mentioned, Mawlis alayhi salatu wasalam, person who lies on his right hand side, before falls asleep, Suratul Ikhlas, he recites 100 times. Well, a person can start from after Isha already. 100 times, Qul huwa Allahu ahad, in the riyah of Qiyamah, he will enter into Jannah on his right hand side also. Barakat of Suratul Ikhlas. Just short surah like that, my dear brothers. For meeting a Muslim brother, spending upon them, Suratul Ikhlas, little a'mal that we bring in our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared to give us a jannati life in this world. But we've forgotten little a'mal. The day of Jum'ah, the sunnah after Jum'ah, Asar Salah, great namaz also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, we're talking about small amal. Person who reads Salatul Asar, Salatul Fajr, Dakhal al Jannah, Nabi of Allah said for him will be Jannat. Asar not easy, Fajr not easy. Nabi of Allah guaranteed on these short namazes, Allah will give you Jannat. Imagine the big amal. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. That we bring this amal into our lives, study the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how to speak gently, how to be true humans. Small amal will share also, my dear brothers. Because now masjids will be coming up, even going to the toilet, to leave the toilet clean after we finish, to fill a can up for somebody. That little amal, that person will make dua for you. That can win us our jannat also. As we mentioned, to fill somebody's bucket with water is also sadqah, to fill a can also, to keep the place clean also. To leave the masjid clean, all is part of sadqah. On this Allah Ta'ala will make our lives prosperous and the effects become global also. Because we're part of the ummah, Allah Ta'ala give us so free to make amal. Subhanallah.